So the theme of our Lent journey this year is vocation. It's about the God who calls. And today we look more closely at the God who calls us to have faith, and especially what it means to have faith in the face of temptation. An appropriate theme as we begin this season of Lent, the season when we try and face up to and deal with those things that keep us from being the people that God would have us be. Each of us undoubtedly struggles in our Christian life with various temptations, whether it's with power, wealth, lust, envy, greed, whatever. Being tempted is part of what it means to be a human being struggling to follow in the footsteps of Christ. Or as one old monk told a novice, if you come forward to serve the Lord, prepare yourself for temptation. So how can we prepare? Well, the first thing to understand is that being tempted is a normal part of the life of faith. Jesus himself was tempted. And if he was tempted, why shouldn't we expect to be too? It's also important to understand that being tempted is not the same as committing sin. Jesus was tempted but remained without sin, or as the writer of the letter to the Hebrews states, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Or, as Martin Luther once told a young man who was being constantly plagued by tempting thoughts of lust and wrongful desire, you can't stop the birds flying to and fro in the air, but you can certainly stop them nesting in your hair. Temptation is unavoidable, but giving into it is not. Perhaps a more helpful way of seeing temptation is as a time of testing. The Greek word for temptation used in the Bible can also mean testing. Here, God allows us to be tested to increase our faith and trust in him, to help us to grow and to mature, to give us a greater confidence in our faith and in him. It's not a test designed for God to assess our abilities. He already knows what they are. Rather, it's a testing that increases our faith and prepares us for what might lie ahead. It's like soldiers being tested on maneuver. The testing fills them with confidence that they are ready for whatever the future might hold. This positive aspect of testing is made clear in the temptation of Jesus. After all, as it says right at the beginning of the passage, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. The word led actually better translates as driven. The Spirit would not drive Jesus into the desert unless it was for his benefit, for his good, for his growth. How did this time of tempting then help Jesus to grow? Well, firstly, it set the pattern for his ministry, and above all gave him faith beyond doubt that he was who he thought himself to be, and that he was ready for all that lay ahead. His public ministry could now begin. It gave Jesus faith, and we too are called to have such faith. In the first temptation, we see a very hungry Jesus being tempted by the devil to use his powers for himself by turning stones into loaves of bread. Here is a temptation to lack faith in God's ability to provide for our needs. A temptation that, if we give in to, leads us to provide for ourselves, to hoard up, to place too much importance in the material. Jesus chose to have faith in God's ability to provide what he needed, rather than taking control and getting it for himself. It meant placing his complete faith and trust in God, his heavenly Father. Do we have such faith in God? That he will provide what we really need if we are but willing to trust and follow him? Or do we always struggle to be in control because we doubt God's ability to provide for us? The second temptation challenges Jesus and us to question how we might try to manipulate God around to doing what we want for our own benefit. It's about being a crowd pleaser. It challenges the ways in which we are more concerned about getting people to put their faith in us rather than in God. If Jesus jumped off the temple, the angels would come and the crowds would be thrilled. But for how long and who with? What would Jesus have to do next time to keep the crowds pleased? Each stunt would have to be more spectacular than the last. Who are we most tempted to please? God or the crowd? Who do we try to make people put their faith in? Who is at the centre of our lives and actions? Ourselves or God? In the final temptation, Jesus only has to worship the devil to be given all the kingdoms of the earth, the very kingdoms Jesus wanted to win for his heavenly Father. But once again, Jesus refused to compromise. He puts his faith in God. He was going to do it God's way and not his own way. All three of these temptations are at heart about choosing who we put our faith in, God or ourselves. Are we going to do it God's way or our own way? Each of the devil's temptations offers Jesus a shortcut, a compromise, to achieve an apparently similar ending. A shortcut that each time would allow Jesus to avoid the cross. But each time, Jesus chooses God's way, the hard way. What way do we choose? Who do we put our faith in? Whose call do we respond to? These temptations lead to Jesus' growth and the beginning of his ministry, because in resisting them, he is being prepared for what lies ahead. He is also rewarded for his faithfulness. Have you ever noticed how this passage ends? Then the devil left him, and suddenly the angels came and waited on him. The word waited also means to be given food. Jesus refused to turn stones into bread, but he was still fed by God. He refused to jump off the temple to elicit the help of the angels, and yet the angels still came and ministered to him. He refused to worship the devil in order to win the kingdoms of the earth, and yet in the last paragraph of Matthew's Gospel, it says this: "And Jesus came and said to them, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.'" By placing his faith in God, the man who refused to take anything by his own ways and means was given everything that he had refused as a free gift. God calls us to grow in such faith. That's at the heart of our vocation, to put our faith and trust in him and not in ourselves. And when we do this, he really won't let us down. Amen.